right, here we are. Welcome to another edition of The Stage Dive.
The most underrated tag team finisher in the world ever, and the most underrated podcast.
There we go. There's our intro. Yeah, and let's start with our One Spot of Coconut.
Yes.
Our,
I have, what was it?
You have clean energy today.
Clean energy.
And I have my pineapple, which is hydration and electrolytes.
All right.
So need my electrolytes.
Let's get that.
Gonna take long?
Oh, that was good.
Let's see how long it's gonna take you to do that.
I need help. I don't have fingernails.
All right. I have some non.
I got all the energy now. All
right.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of non-wrestling things that I wanted to.
Oh wow. Okay.
First of all, did you see the 69-second McGregor fight?
I did.
And how over are we of Conor McGregor? I'm over it.
I'm not.
I'm over it.
I like his character. I like what he brings to the UFC. I think it was, everybody's saying it was pre-existing. I don't think it was, because you know, I've been there, done that. I've seen these buckle and I've had it happen to me. And as soon as I saw him do that kick and his knee buckle like that, I was like, oh man, that didn't land. He didn't land good. And then when he got up and tried to kick again and it went out from underneath him, I remember what it was like that one Monday night when we were wrestling against D-Lo and Mark Henry. And I had similar same thing happen to me when I went to kick. Well, first my knee dislocated and then I went to kick Mark and it just gave out. I remember that. So I think it was a legit thing. And I think the other guy on the other side was being a very good sportsman by showing empathy and not pummeling and giving him more damage than he already had.
So they show the video of him before he gets in.
Yes.
And he like bounces and pulls the leg up in the air.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, and there are reports that UFC knew about, it was pre-existing. So they're supposedly, again, it's on the internet, who knows how true or false anything is, that's on the internet.
Correct.
Who knows? But
correct.
I'm just over, I don't know, it's like, dude, you're how old now? Like you're not. I like to say you're not drawing a dime, but you got paid $16 million for 69 seconds worth of doing nothing.
Hell of a business.
yeah, I mean that part you can't take away.
Right.
But I mean, as a the good part, I guess for me is I didn't pay to see it. I have Paramount Plus. I have Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
So because I'm not missing an episode of Duttons.
Yes.
I'm not missing an episode of Beth Dutton whatsoever. She's my spirit animal. But anyway,
she's a rhino.
She's something. She's a
something else.
Yeah,
yes.
She's a lot. So I didn't watch it, and I actually put it on, fell asleep, and somehow woke up with
when that happened.
Well, no, I woke up with Michael Buffer because he's so loud and obnoxious, and I'm over him too. I can't wait for him to go away either.
Like, okay.
I think his intros are all more about him than getting himself over more than the talent.
He's done it.
He's done it for a long time.
Yeah.
He's good at it, but I'm just, I don't know, just sometimes now the way he pronounces the names, he gets so loud with it.
Yeah.
You can't understand the name.
Okay.
But anyway. So the way he bounced before he got in and pulled his right leg up kind of makes you go, was there something?
But
there
did you see him doing the same type of kicks in the back? In the locker room?
No.
His warm-up was similar to, he didn't spin, but he was still giving the kicks, planting on that right side and kicking with his left foot and stuff like that. So that kind of made me believe that it wasn't pre-existing. Now,
so maybe he did it during that.
He could have.
During the warm-ups.
Maybe Very much so.
Maybe he tweaked something during the warm-ups and said something, and that's when Dana White was like, too bad, so sad, like the show was on.
Right.
Again, I don't know. I just think it's like, all right, dude, it's time to, you have so much other stuff going on and the character that you said, like,
I
has,
like
it's great. It's just, I don't know. And I guess the only way, like, he'll really go away is if people don't spend the money to see him the next time he says he's ready to fight.
But he's almost like an attraction like Tyson was back right. in the day when he was knocking people out in 69 seconds and stuff like that. We still bought the fight.
Well, that's
when it was PPV.
That's different, though. I think the Tyson things are different. Yeah, I think so. I think it's different only because the reason why I think it, well, again, he stepped and got hurt right away. At least Tyson, you saw him knock someone out.
Yeah.
The people didn't spend the money that they spent. And from what I heard, those ticket prices were the highest they've ever been.
And sold out.
And sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, I just know if it's me and I spent all that money, I'd be pissed.
I think I'd be pissed too.
Again, if he got knocked out, okay, fine. If you knock someone out in 69 seconds, fine. You did something. Yeah. I think it's more of just the injury and then the rumors of it being
pre-existing.
Possibly pre-existing. And again, he could have done it in warm-ups. I didn't see the warm-ups, but I saw him before he got in the act, he got jump up, and he put pressure on that right leg, and then he pulled the leg up.
I love the fact, I think my appeal with McGregor is the build-up. Like, he's such a showman. And he gets in the ring, and he does his Vince McMahon walk and everything else. I like his build-up.
I like the personality also. Yes. I like the showmanship. I like all that also. I just think it's at a certain time, it's like
enough is enough.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I put it in the same category. And back in the day, I used to buy the Tyson fights and pay the $69, $79 for his 49 second fights and whatever. So I guess I would feel different if I paid for it.
And I guess part of it too is the guy that won with doing nothing. If you saw his interview with Joe Rogan afterwards, he basically was like, well, it is what it is. We made a lot of money, didn't we?
Yep.
And like that part too goes, dude, be a little sympathetic for all the people that paid all this money to watch nothing.
So now what's your thought process on 90, this is what the internet said, of course, and we all know how the internet is. 92% of the people bet on McGregor. Do you think it was fixed?
Listen,
do you think they said, hey, we can't lose that much money, McGregor go down, say you hurt your knee, something like that, come back in a year?
So we've had this discussion before.
Yes.
Of anything, my opinion is this.
Mine too.
Anything with big money
in Vegas, yep,
can be worked.
Manipulated.
Is a work.
Yes.
Is a work. And, you know, that may be, we've talked about it, it may be the, because of wrestling, because of what we do, being wrestling is a work. It could be that. I mean, you know, you go back to Tom Brady down 28-3 and comes back and wins. You go back to, I think it was the Cowboys and Steelers. Weren't the Steelers killing them in the Super Bowl? Or
no,
up by
they were up
a bit near the end.
And O'Donnell threw it to Brown.
And there was a couple of like walk-in touchdown and like Cowboys scored like right before that, right? Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. One. So again, I think anything, it's like, and again, I'm not saying the World Cup's fixed, but if you saw the Argentina England game yesterday, England's dominating all game.
Well, yeah, I've heard about it.
I watched it.
And then the miraculous score at the end?
Not so much miraculous. It's just, it's called the Messi effect. You have Lionel Messi, who comes down, crosses the ball, kicks it, gets, you know, he doesn't score, but he gets the assist. And then they go into extra time, and they scored two goals in 6 minutes, but they couldn't score
for
85 minutes.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not saying the Argentina-England game was fixed or was a work at all. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that anything's possible.
I believe that's it.
Anything's possible. Yeah. All right, yeah. So I don't know if I'm just. I guess maybe over it isn't the right phrase to use.
But who's the next big star in UFC then?
I don't know. I'm not watching him.
Yeah,
I don't watch it enough.
So. I think they use him for drawing power, for, you know, stuff like that.
He's an attraction. If you compare it to WWE, he's like when Brock comes back. Brock's an attraction.
Yeah.
So I get it. You need the draw. You know, they bring The Rock back. They would bring Hogan back for something. They bring Stone Cold in for something. Yeah. You need that draw. So maybe over it's not the thing. I don't know what it is. I just
so you would have been all right if you would have got knocked out.
Yes.
The United States.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If he would have done something and the guy did a single leg, took him down and put him in an ankle lock and he tapped down six. Yes, because you saw something. You saw something. Something happened. Nothing happened.
You're just
in
this. Missing the
yeah.
Action.
Yeah. I fell asleep. I woke up. I woke up for 69 seconds and saw nothing. I mean, yeah. I mean,
the
maybe
best
that's
69 seconds of your life.
I don't know. I think faster. True story. Listen, we started at the same time, so I might call you. Can't keep up with me.
Your car's faster.
Right. yeah, so maybe that's it. Maybe it's just, yeah, if there would have been, yeah, someone got knocked out.
Like a little bit of contact.
Yeah, something. Anything, yeah. I guess, would have made
okay.
It a little bit better.
That's fair.
At least maybe you feel like you got your money's worth.
I wonder how the people that were there felt.
I would have been salty if I paid all
because
that money.
Because I haven't heard anybody bitching about it. And usually you hear that. Like, after the Tyson fights, you used to hear people complain about it.
But see, the thing with the difference with the Tyson fights is when you spent the $69 or $70 to buy it, you knew there was a 90% chance that was going to go, was it only
yes,
going one round.
Yes.
You knew that
and
going
you were spending,
it.
You know.
But I heard, and again, I didn't watch the whole card.
Yeah.
But I heard the other
phenomenal.
Fights. The other fights
yeah.
were great.
I even watched the pre-card, like the prelims and stuff like that started at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was crazy. But then, like you, I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, it was over. I went, oh, shit. And so I went back, and I saw, you know, what happened and stuff like that. I saw him warm up, fell asleep, and then I woke up, and it was over, and I said, oh, shit. So then I looked at it,
right.
I saw him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy.
So, speaking of Mike Tyson.
Okay.
I mean, you're segueing me here, and you don't even know you're
see?
Segueing.
It's because we're there.
Did you? Oh, no, that's a different thing. This is different. So they had the ESPYs
uh-huh.
the other night on
okay.
ESPN when they give out the awards and stuff like that. So they give out Best Performance of the Year award.
Okay.
And it goes to Shohei Ohtani. You know who that is, right?
No.
You don't know who Ohtani is?
No.
Really?
Who is it?
He's the pitcher for the Dodgers
okay.
who bats also. Like he's a,
okay.
he's probably he's legit the best player in baseball because baseball now, pitchers don't hit.
Right.
When he's not pitching, he's a DH. He bats.
Right. Okay.
So, and he hits like 30, 40 home runs and like,
really?
Like a 300 average. Like he's won
okay.
MVP. The Dodgers pay him so much money, they deferred it out like another 10 years. Like, so they,
kind
he's
of
like
they
Bobby Bonds.
Yeah.
Bobby, not Bobby Bonds. Bonilla.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla. So like, I think it's like July 1st every year is Bobby Bonilla Day because he gets $1 million from
yes.
from the Mets for doing
from the Mets, yeah.
So Shohei Ohtani's like literally the best player in baseball.
And it's Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
I said Bobby Bonds. I corrected it.
Okay.
So anyway, they're at the ESPYs.
Okay.
Best performance of the year.
Oh, live.
Enough. Best performance of the year, Ohtani wins.
Okay.
Mike Tyson is overheard saying, is that a guy or a girl?
You gotta love him though. He
doesn't
have a filter.
Well, listen, you probably would have done the same thing because you don't know who he is.
No.
I just figured Ohtani would be one of those household names that everybody would know. Figured Shohei Ohtani would be.
The time that I watch the baseball is when we're getting closer to the playoffs and the Phillies are involved. That's when I'll start watching baseball. Because that's when I start getting excited about the Phillies and stuff.
All right,
like that.
So last year in the playoffs,
yes.
the Phillies played the Dodgers. Ohtani's on the Dodgers.
Never heard of him.
Shohei Ohtani pitched against
I probably heard of him, but just didn't.
Ohtani was supposed to be the starting DH in the All-Star game this past week. But because he got hurt, Schwarber was the starter.
Oh, okay.
And the National League did not do well. And Schwarber did well in the home run derby. He lost
yeah.
in the finals by one. But in the actual All-Star game, the National League did not do well.
So I know you probably didn't see this, but I follow Michael Irving, and he was up in for Netflix in Philadelphia for the All-Star game. Like, I guess he was covering it for Netflix and stuff. They thought it would be funny to have an ex-Cowboy, the city that took him out, go into different parts of the city and stuff like that. And here's Michael Irving. There's a clip wearing his Dallas Cowboy jersey walking into a Philadelphia bar. It's just hilarious. And then he's saying he wants to take a picture underneath the Phillies sign. not because he's a Phillies fan, because there's two stars, blue stars, in the Philadelphia Phillies logo.
In the logo.
And he goes, the blue stars represent everything.
You know,
how long do you think the
Phillies are changing the logo?
That's what he said. He goes, I give it 2 years and that'll be gone. Because
they're probably working on it right now.
100%. And I just thought that was hilarious. He went to the Rocky statue. You know, he was in the stadium, and then he went into the bar, and half of the bar is going, I got a knife, I'll kill this motherfucker right now.
You know what? I think on video, people will say that to be funny, but at the same time, 100%, they're also going to take pictures.
Yes.
They're taking 100%. They're like, you're a cowboy, you suck, I hate you, but you're
going to take a picture with you. Yes. 100%. But it was hilarious. Like, I followed him throughout the week, and it was just so funny, the shit that he was getting into, but... Yeah,
that's funny. So I just thought that was funny. But again, you segued me into the next thing that I heard this morning is about the Cowboys.
Right.
I don't know if you heard your coach's spiel. Schottenheimer. So Schottenheimer came out and was talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And expectations. And what your Cowboys coach said was, so the Super Bowl is at SoFi Stadium this year, and it's February 14th, and
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and we will be there. Cowboys will be there, and when we get our rings, we will be there in the Super Bowl. And when we get our rings, I'm getting a second ring for my dad. So, and he started crying, and he goes, because you know his, you know, Marty's never won Super Bowl, but
and he's passed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I just think it's funny. Is that, are we taking that as a guarantee that they're winning the Super Bowl this year from your coach, Mr. Schottenheimer?
But should every coach feel that way? Should every player going into the season feel that way?
Hold on. You're the Cowboys.
Yes.
You were 7-9 last year.
But every year it's a new year.
But are you going to say go out on – would Bill Belichick do that?
No, because he's a different style.
Well,
totally different style.
Correct, but you're saying every coach and every player should
feel that way.
Right,
feel that.
You're not going to go out and say you're guaranteeing you're getting a ring and you're going to get a second one for your dad.
Someday, someday not.
So if Zach Taylor said that about the Bengals, I'd be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course.
Well, Bengals have been better than the Cowboys lately. So
did we play them last year?
Yeah. The Bengals sucked last year.
Okay.
Listen, see, here's the difference. I go into every season with zero expectations.
True.
I go zero expectations. So even if we get some wins or if we make the playoffs,
great. It's a bonus.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, the Cowboys.
But I expect that from the Cowboys coach and the owner.
If this didn't come from the owner. This came from.
It usually does.
Right.
Jerry.
But, you know, Jerry, and here's another funny kind of, and this actually relates to you.
Okay.
A funny stat. Or a funny comment I heard this morning was the Cowboys haven't been in the championship game since 1995, I think it was. And it says kids then, their kids are now having kids, which is you had Paige and that Paige had kids.
Yes, very true.
So those kids then, their kids are now having kids. That's how long it's been since the Cowboys have been in a championship
game. Well, I'm extremely excited that they will be there next weekend while with New Jersey.
Nice. Us at the Wildwoods Convention Center.
I asked her when they changed that. She has no idea.
I don't know if they changed it.
Or it was always called. I don't know.
Assumed, I guess, it was Wildwood.
Yeah.
Because it's in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be good to see her.
Yeah.
That'll be good to see her since she was born, you know, previously before the Cowboys
won their last Super Bowl.
Yeah. Not Super Bowl, championship game.
Championship game.
In the NFC Championship game.
Who did they lose to? Was it the 49ers?
Probably the 49ers, yeah.
I think it was.
Back then.
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably 49ers back then.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But that was my little.
Well, we will win a Super Bowl before, you know, I die. Right?
Well, you're not going to win one until your owner dies.
Well, I don't know.
Because he doesn't.
I don't know.
All he cares about is how much the team makes, not about winning.
Well, they do make a lot. They are the richest franchise in sports.
They are. So in that case, he's winning.
He is winning.
I'm just saying.
He is winning.
He's no winning. What. He's winning, but you as a fan, you are losing.
Losing.
Miserably.
Yes. Yes.
Because I know you.
I'm helping him win.
Because I know you, and I know how you are, and that will ruin the rest of your Sunday when your team sucks.
Yes.
Me, my team starts sucking, and I go, oh, well, let me go do something
else. Do something
else. Yeah, like yeah. It doesn't faze me as much as it does others.
But I will say this. I'm not that fan when if the Cowboys are doing good to laugh at everybody else. I'm a first a football fan. So I love the game. Yes, Cowboys are my favorite team because when I was little, I played for the Linnemaw Cowboys, and we looked just like the Dallas Cowboys. And everybody hated us when we were outside Philadelphia.
Right.
So that it kind of stuck, you know, haha, I like the Cowboys because you guys hate us. It's kind of that thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm excited about this year. I think they're going to do better. I think they're going to do a lot better than people think.
So
the defense has improved.
So 7-9 last year.
Yeah.
What's better, 8-8?
I mean, it's better.
Well, I mean,
it's better.
I guess you can't go 8-8 because they play 17 games now.
9-7.
So you're going to go 9-7 this
no,
year?
No, I think we're going to be like, it seems like, what did they play, 17?
17, is it?
Or is it?
But 7-9 is 16.
Yeah.
They play 17 games.
Yeah. I think they're going to be 11-6.
Really?
Yes.
You're going double-digit wins.
I think they're going to beat a couple teams that they're supposed to technically lose to. I think one of them is going to be Seattle. I think they played them in the first half of the season. I think they're going to beat Seattle.
So your over under is 10 or 11 then in wins?
Over 10.
So it'll be over 10.
Over 10. Yes. That's my guess.
So to make this funny, competitive.
Stop hating. Don't hate.
So I'm not hating. I'm just.
No. I'm talking about all those judgment people out there looking, going, ah, Cali suck. I can't wait to see the comments about this.
All right. So let's make. I'll take the under then just to make it fun.
Okay.
Just to make it fun. See, here's how bad it is. I don't even know what the Bengals record was last year. I think they were 9.
I think they had a similar record.
I think they were 9-7 last year.
Well, let's see what Google says. So, and yes, there's a lot of Cowboy fans that are very disgraceful.
There's well, that's like any other place.
Any place.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Oh, no. Bengals.
Way worse.
They're 6-11 last year.
Ouch.
Well, again, Burrow got hurt.
Yeah,
he missed half
out
the season. They should have never brought him back when he did come back in. Let's see. What was the Cowboys last year?
We were almost in the playoffs up until the end of the year.
Yeah, 7-9.
Still.
How was it? Oh, 7-9-1. You had a tie. I was trying to figure out how you only had 16 games.
But still a losing season.
Yeah. All right. So
50%.
So you're going. You're going over 10. I'll take the under.
Okay.
Bengals.
What can we wager?
I don't know. We can figure that out. So Bengals.
It has to be something embarrassing.
Like you got to sit here topless?
No. I don't know.
I don't know. Again, we can figure it.
We'll figure it out.
No, people chime in and what's the wager? It's not a money. It's kind of like I still have it too. The first time we played golf, we bet $1.
Yes,
I still have that $1.
Really?
I had the score on it.
That's so funny.
I think it was like 108 to like 106 or 105 or something.
So bad, so bad.
So I'm trying to think like Bengals prediction this year. Like I don't even know.
Who have they added? Have they added anybody?
They added someone on deep. Well, they lost Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
But they brought someone from somewhere who's like a good player who will end up costing us a lot of money next year.
So did you see where it was the edge rusher they brought in from Oakland, who back in 2014 got something where he was brought up. He's getting suspended for the first 3 games this year for something that happened back in, I think it was like 2018ers. It was like years ago that I could be totally wrong, which I probably am, but he's getting suspended for something that happened on a previous team for the first 3 games of this year. It's crazy.
All right, so
he's a Cowboy.
Let's see if this is my hate.
That's
That's something I want. It's a pick'em thing. Pick'em.
Do they
have final record for, okay, here we go.
Projected?
Yeah. So
if Burrow stays healthy, they'll have a decent year.
Yeah. Well, did you look at this before we came in?
I did not.
All right, well, I don't know who these two people are. One person, Allie, whoever Allie is, predicts 11-6.
For who? Bengals?
No, for Dallas.
Wow.
And this whoever Tom is says 9-8 for Dallas. Go back. Yes, here we go.
Dead airspace.
So Allie for the Bengals saying 11, both these people are saying 11-6 for the Bengals.
Wow, really?
Yeah, see? And they even have like the wins and losses. Oh, so yeah. You said
everybody has Dallas losing against Seattle. I think
let me see what this is. Let me see what this says here. Let me go back.
As long as we beat the Eagles at least once, I'm okay. Because Eagle fans are not nice. Most of them. There's some out there that are.
So Dallas, it has you guys winning against the Giants and Commanders to start the season. They have both of you having started 3-0 and beating the Ravens. And then they have you losing to the Texans and the Buccaneers, beating the Packers, losing to the Eagles, Monday night game, yep. Then winning against the Cardinals. And then losing against the Colts, and the other guy is losing against the 49ers, winning against the Titans, winning against the Eagles. That's a Thursday night game.
Yep.
They have both of you have you losing against the Seahawks, which is a Monday night game. And then this other guy has you winning out against the Rams, Jaguars, Giants, Commanders, and the other guy has you losing Rams, Jaguars, but winning Giants, Commanders. So do we do over under for 10 for both teams?
But yeah.
How's that?
I'll go under for your team.
See, I'm going under for my team too.
Well, then let's do the, what?
I'm going under.
See, that's hard.
Again, I have no expectations for my team. So, especially if Burrow. The problem with Burrow is it's not Burrow. It's the fact. Well, actually, part of the problem is Burrow because Burrow wanted Higgins and he wanted Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep.
So all the money is spent on him and those two players, nothing on defense, and nothing on the offensive line. He's got no line. What the Bengals should have done was taken a page out of what Bill Belichick did. You have a great quarterback, and what Kansas City did. Both have a great quarterback.
Yep.
You built a solid defense, a solid offensive line, and then you brought in pieces because Joe Burrow is so good. He should be able to do what Mahomes and what Tom Brady
100%.
Did. You make. He doesn't need players to make him better. He should be making the other players better.
Yes.
I mean, look at both of those teams. Solid defenses, solid offensive lines, and then they brought in pieces of wide receivers here and there.
Yeah.
And then you have like the Patriots had the real little guy. He was always a slot guy.
Yeah, he used to play for Dallas. It's because of an A.
Yeah, but they would bring in guys like that to fill the holes, which made it – he made them better. If you're that fucking good, you don't need to have all the money spent
the
on good,
the great players made the other players better.
Right.
Always helps.
And I just wish they would have done that, and they didn't. I think that was a big mistake.
In baseball, not so much.
Yeah, but baseball, it's just a matter of –
it's individual.
It's a matter of being able to hit good pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, and the National League proved they couldn't hit – good pitching and then also because they only had 4 hits and struck out 15 times.
Oh wow.
As a collective and for a while they
were they
for
really a while, playing though? Was it like all pro game like the
No. Oh no, they were dude, they were really throwing 100 miles. Those pitchers were thrown. Part of it is
so it wasn't like the Pro Bowl where it's 2-hand touch and
No, it was they were playing. And even brought up like a lot of the guys don't want to. They look at that as a break, so maybe some people turned it down. Some people were hurt,
right?
Who got voted in, so obviously they couldn't play. And then part of it is that, and then like Zach Wheeler, pitcher for the Phillies,
yeah,
He's 9-1. He missed like the first few weeks because he had that surgery last year. He missed, but he's like 10-1 or something. 9-1, 10-1. One of the best ERAs. He's got tons of strikeouts. He didn't get voted in. And then when people, pitchers started backing out, he was the fifth pick. So they went to him. Baseball went to him and said, okay, we'd like you to be an all-star. You know what he said?
No.
Fuck you. I'm not doing it. I'm not a fifth pick.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Good for
him. So he didn't do it. So out of the top 10 pitchers, out of the top 10 pitchers in the National League, only two were there.
Wow.
And one of them is Christopher Sanchez, who's a pitcher for the Phillies. He started the All-Star game and did fucking awful. Gave up 3 runs in the first inning. It was terrible. It was terrible.
In Philly.
In Philly.
Yes.
It was awful.
Come on.
And then Schwarber leads off the game for, he's the first batter for the National League, strikes out. Brandon Marsh comes up. This is the first time he's ever been voted. It's the best season Brandon Marsh ever. He strikes out. Bryce Harper finally gets in again. He strikes out.
Oh, damn.
If it wasn't for the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
But the weird part about the Home Run Derby was it came down to Schwarber was fourth. So they had 8. The top four advanced to, like, the next round. So Schwarber had 10 home runs. Harper was last.
Oh, wow.
So if Harper would have got 10 or 11 home runs, he would have knocked Schwarber out. So either one of them, both of them weren't making it to the next round. But
that's cool.
Is what it is.
Home Run Derby is always fun to watch.
It was fun. And one guy, the only person ever to hit a ball into the third deck in right field,
I saw a video of that.
Was Ryan Howard. I don't know if they really consider the Home Run Derby as if it counts in hitting into the upper deck because it's Home Run Derby.
Right.
But it was a bomb. Bomb. Bomb.
It still made it.
It was a bomb. All right, so we're going. All right, we'll figure out the bet. But
yeah,
over under is 10.
Okay.
But see, I'm taking the under.
So what happens if they get 10?
Then it's so you got to go like 10 and a half then. So if it's 10, you got to go 10 and a half because if it's 10, well, if you say 10, it hits 10, it's a push.
Right. Okay.
But if you say 10 and a half, then if it hits 10, it's under. If it hits 11, it's over. So you can go 10 and a half.
So, okay. I have to have 11 wins.
Right. So what we can do when we get off here is we want to have more dead air. we'll Google what's the over under for them for both teams for wins, and that's what we'll go by. We'll go by that.
Got it.
Okay. Sweet. All right. So do we talk wrestling at all now?
Okay.
Yeah, right. So I want to just start. I think the trend is, and there's a reason for it, and I don't really know why, but obviously there's a reason they're doing it. But it seems every week on Raw, it starts with Brock and Oba. And Raw ends with Seth and Roman.
How did you feel about the start?
So I actually wrote this down in all my notes that you make fun of me about.
it's a lot.
It comes
out and everything.
Well, if not, I would forget. I would sit here and go, huh? What are we talking about now? So I thought the entrance for Brock was, Brock comes out, he gets a pop.
Yes.
But what I found interesting this time, after, because the crowd is conditioned now to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds are conditioned for the holy shit chant.
Yep.
The this is awesome chant. Even when, I mean, what did we do that one time? We locked up or something and they started, this is awesome.
Yeah.
We were like, we didn't do anything, but thanks. So they're conditioned for, music.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Seth Rollins also, but Seth Rollins intro, they sing his whole intro.
Yeah.
And he sits there and he sings it and they do it. But then when he gets in the ring, it dies down because when he starts, like, his promo last week, let's stay with Brock.
Okay. Yeah.
So Brock comes out, he gets his pop, but then in the middle of his entrance, the Oba chant starts.
Yes.
Which is, again, it's like, oh, Brock Lesnar's here, yay! Oh, wait, he's fighting Oba.
Oba. Yeah, now we remember. Yeah.
Right. I love Brock's shirt.
I
knew that was coming. I loved this shirt, and I love that they keep saying it. Get talk shit, get hit.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really like the cops.
I didn't either.
I didn't like the cops.
And I didn't like it during
the show. You found out like
why?
They weren't real cops.
Yeah,
which we always know they're not real cops. They're
right.
Guys are dressed in good security.
But I bought into it. I knew they were not real cops,
right.
But I bought into the whole, you know, reason behind it and stuff like that. And then later when I saw it was all bullshit, I was like, oh, son. But
so you bought into them needing a restraining order?
Yes.
That
Paul Heyman did that and stuff like that to protect Brock and blah, 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 and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's Brock Lesnar. He doesn't need protection.
He doesn't need protection.
No. That's why I thought it was weird. And then at the end, when you found out that it was all hokey.
What I did like, though, because they did it different. I felt they did it differently. Instead of, you know, like Stone Cold, when they would have cops come down, and Stone Cold would just beat them all up, like punch them, and they'd someone standing there waving. And I did like how he, the smallest one,
walked over. Holy shit!
And over tossed him.
Over
I liked
the
how,
top, onto the floor.
Oh, I gotta hit the. Oh.
It
goes into.
It gave us a little starburst.
Oh shit! I'm gonna fall over.
it goes into.
There we go.
So I liked.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I liked how it. I thought it was different. I thought it was more creative with a 5-on-1 situation. Yeah. I don't care how big you are. You're Andre the Giant. You're the Big Show. Five people, especially they're cops. They have tasers. They have those little clubs they can use on you. Like, you're going to get taken out.
Yeah.
So I liked how they did differently, where the one approached him and Ovid tossed him over the top rope and threw him 20 feet down.
Yeah, and then it was down to 4.
And then two came at him, and he, like, kind of grabbed him. The third one came to put up the boot, knocked him down, and then, boom, shit came the other ones, and then picked up the last one and tossed him
on all of them.
Yeah. So I liked how that was done.
And I'll tell you what, those cops bumped really well.
Yeah. Now we know why they're not cops.
Yes.
So I thought that was done really, really well. And then I did like at the end how you know, they were like, they were like basically calling Oba a goof and calling him an idiot because he turned down a title shot to fight Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
That's the thing we've been talking about. You know, why would you turn down a title shot when you have a title shot
in the title anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
And when he came out and said you would interfere and you would have cost me the title anyway, which is funny because why didn't they interfere during King of the Ring then?
True.
You know, they could have easily came down.
Brock didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia.
True. But they had shows before Saudi Arabia that he could have interfered in.
True.
But yeah, so the storyline there, but which brings me now to my next question. After SummerSlam, because
where do we go?
You're thinking Oba's going to go over on Brock in the cage.
Do you think Brock actually retires though?
I don't know either.
I like how they're using him now. It's more. Space out, I guess.
I'm sure that's in his contract. He's probably got a certain amount of dates or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after the fact, I don't know. He'll be a special attraction. I mean, who knows? He could do, like, a John Cena thing and do other stuff. But my question is, does Oba, after SummerSlam, now go to Adam Pearce and go, okay, I'm ready for my title shot? And does Adam Pearce look at him and go, dude, your title shot was at SummerSlam. You turned it down.
You have to start over.
If you want another title shot, you got to earn it. Royal Rumble, Money in the Bank.
Mm.
What I would find interesting, I could see, obviously, if he doesn't have the belt or whatever it is, he'll be in the Rumble, and he'll be dominant as hell.
Yeah.
It'll take 8 people to get him out. Somehow he'll get him out.
Yeah.
Maybe Brock comes down in the Rumble and boots him out. Who knows?
Right.
Just saying. What I would find more interesting is seeing him in a Money in the Bank match, because that's a cluster.
Yeah.
That's like, what, 4, 5, or 6 guys in the ring at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be that I find more interesting than him being in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Money in the Bank, I don't know
when is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. That would be interesting. I would like to see that. I would, like you, prefer to see him win that than the Rumble.
Right.
Because the Rumble's not until January.
Right.
So.
And the Rumble, the winner goes, it's WrestleMania.
Right.
The Money in the Bank is whenever he wants it.
Right. He cashes it at any time.
Right. So with him being.
But is that an Oba thing? Is that an Oba character to cash in a wounded victim?
I don't know.
Because that's what the Money in the Bank is. You cash it in when they're down and out.
Right.
I don't see him doing that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's more of a heel thing. Cashing it in when it's.
Well,
down and out, if you think about it.
I'm trying to think of who's. When Damian Priest did it, was he a heel?
I don't think so.
Right. No,
he did it at WrestleMania. On the cuff.
He was did it at WrestleMania.
And then when Seth just did it last year to CM Punk.
Right. It was a fake injury.
Yeah.
Which Roman brought up in the promo.
See, I stopped watching at the signing because it was just
I thought it was good. I thought, you know what I thought it was, why it was good was because they were, it seemed real to me. The Roman Seth seemed real to me.
Yeah,
and what I liked about it is Roman was very calm, cool, collected, and throwing his jabs out. And Seth at first sat back, like threw his feet up on the desk and was doing his, oh, with the, when he was singing, like moving his hands, like singing them along. And then he like kind of sat up and it looked like a couple of times it was like Seth's face was like, oh, that hurt.
Damn, man, like, why you got me that up?
Yeah, so that yeah. hurt. And then when Roman stands up. So Seth, what happens is Seth leaves. Seth says, listen, I'll see you there, whatever. Contract signed, like I'll see you. Boom. And he's walking out. As he's walking out, Roman's like, whoa, where are you going? That's it? You sign a contract and you run away? You don't want to have this back and forth. Like you sat there and you bashed me. Oh, what Seth said to him is, I'll see you next time you decide to show up to work.
Ooh.
And he walks out of the ring. And Roman just sits there. And he's got the microphone. He's kind of just swirling it around in his hand. He's got like this calm, like shitty grin on his face. And he's like, whoa. You don't want to do that? And he goes, Seth. He goes, and then Roman stands up and moves the table out of the way. And he's like, you know, if you want to talk about this, you know, let's talk about this. He goes, what happens if you actually beat me and you become the undisputed champion? He goes, what happens? He goes, you defend it for a month or two, and then what? You get hurt again?
Ooh.
You get hurt again, and then you can't. You gotta give the belt up again because you're hurt again. He goes, you're your own worst enemy. He's like, you fall apart. He goes, you know why you fall apart? Because you can't handle holding this belt on your shoulder. You can't handle the weight of it. And he goes, and that's why you will always be number two and I will always be number one. He goes, because you can't handle the weight of this. And he just started bashing. And you can see just so now Seth starts walking back to the ring. He eventually gets back into the ring. And they're like face to face. And Roman's just in there again, calm and cool. And you see Seth just getting pissed. And now Seth starts yelling at him in his face, going, that's all you got? What else you got? That's all you got? Like, and he did this big.
It's a lot.
He goes, that, and Seth makes a spiel about, you know, you can't tell me anything I haven't told myself. I know I'll always be number two to you and blah, 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 blah. Like, I know that, like, you know, I know I'll never make as much money as you. I'll never main event as many WrestleManias as you, blah, blah, blah. And Roman just sat there so calm and cool. He was like, yeah, like you're number two. You'll always be. And that's when Seth hits him. But it escalates to the point where
they have that chemistry.
Well, they have it because they've had it for so long. There's so much history there.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, for me, it was like real because the digs were real at each other. And of course, obviously, they cleared it for him, but the digs were real. And if you really think about it, if you're out somewhere and someone's like Roman mentally, fucking buried him mentally, verbally, like won that like by a landslide that battle.
Well, and that usually never happens with Seth.
And that's the thing. So that's the thing. It's like if you're out and you're having an argument with someone like that, and the dude's just calm and cool, and he's just cutting you back. What do? You end up slapping him.
Yeah.
And that's what Seth did.
Yes.
That's what Seth did. That's what was real about it. And then like he gets on him, and then Roman makes a little comeback, and then Seth does a little thing. They didn't use the table, which I thought was cool. They actually didn't put either one on the table. It looked like Roman was getting ready to. Seth got out of it. Seth hits him with the pedigree, and then he gets ready to leave, and then finally stomps him, and he leaves him laying there, and then he leaves. But again, it gives the impression of every match, you know, the challenger has a chance of beating the champion.
Yeah.
Which now leads me to who wins at SummerSlam. Like Brock.
Wow.
Brock and Oba, I think it's Oba. I think that's an easy choice because of just.
And do you think that's going to be main event night one?
No.
Really?
I think my opinion is
free on ESPN.
Cody and Punk main event night one.
Okay.
I think Roman and Seth main event night two. And I hate to say it, but I think the Hell in a Cell is an opener. I think it's the ESPN or ESPN2 match.
Because that'll draw.
That'll draw in.
On night one or two?
I think that has to be night two.
Then who's night one?
Could be Liv and EO.
So over EO's guy.
And I
don't know.
Hold on, wait, before we get there, stay here. Because we can talk about that.
Yeah.
So I think the great part was the best part, and this is when Seth hit him, it makes Roman makes Seth question whether whoever be remembered as the guy instead of the other guy.
So, I mean, because if you think about it, the first person you think about when you think of the Shield is
Roman.
Yeah. He was always in the center. They were always, Dean and Seth always on the side. So it always made him look like he was the leader.
Well, and that's the story they're telling now. Yeah, yeah, Roman's telling the story now. It was always me. And Seth's like, it was always you. You're always the first one. You're always this. Everything's built around you. Like, I know that you can't tell me anything I don't know. I haven't told myself already.
And the reason I think I lost interest with the signing and stuff like that is because of all the little clips that they were showing up to it. Because I remember those. I was watching it religiously back then.
I fast-forward a lot of those clips.
See, I was watching them because it brought back memories of, their entrance coming in. And it was just so different, so unique back then for that. So, I mean, I was into that. And I went, oh, it's just going to be another contract signing.
So, who wins?
I'm going to say Roman. So, as much as I want, in my heart, as a fan, I want to see Seth win.
Why?
Because he is there every day, every week. He's there all the time. He's putting in the work and everything else. And I think because of his injuries and stuff like that, it's like a closure of those injuries. Because I know what that felt like. I mean, you get it. I just, as a fan, I want to see Seth win. But as a business, I see Roman
winning. I see Roman winning only because I see Roman and Oba as a bigger, at least sounds like a bigger draw, a bigger match.
That doesn't mean they won't switch it back.
No, right. But at the same time, think of it this way. Roman's title run the first time was almost 4 years, whatever
it
was.
Yeah.
1,666 days or whatever it was. If Roman loses it to Seth and then it gives it back to him, do they need to build Roman's this title reign up with Roman to make it mean more when Oba beats him than the belt being swapped back and forth? Let them swap the undisputed title back and forth. Let this belt stay on Roman for a while because then it means more because he's more established champion then.
I see what you're saying. I think no matter how many times it switches back and forth, if Roman has that belt, it's established. Just because of how many times he had it, how long he's had it. When you think of it,
but he hasn't had this one that long.
The WWE champion, you know, if I say, hey, the last 10 years, who's the WWE champion? You're going to say Roman Reigns.
Roman, because that was the WWE title held. This is the World Heavyweight Championship.
See, I don't understand the difference. I don't care.
The WWE Championship was brought in because Roman wasn't around.
Right.
And they put it on Seth, and Seth made that belt relevant again.
I just think it's silly to have two belts.
Well, I mean, again, we've had this conversation. They have two belts. They have two tag belts.
Silly. But that's Intercontinental belts.
No, they don't.
Why not?
Because they have Intercontinental and they have a U.S. champion, which are basically the same level belt.
I just think it's silly. But,
It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going with Roman winning that.
Yes.
Okay.
But in my heart, I want Seth to
win. So the EO Sky Liv thing. So on Raw on Monday, they all went out and they beat EO up.
Which I thought was really good.
So here's my, did you see EO's forehead
after the belt?
Yes.
Yes.
There was a knot on her forehead.
Yes.
I looked, Because I saw it, I heard it, and then I looked, and I saw Liv look down at her, and then I was like, please put the camera on her face. Please put the camera on her
face. Yeah,
she was
like, and then she moved it,
and she had the big knot right there.
I was like, God damn.
So my, again.
I tried really hard.
I think EO is a great worker.
So do I.
What I don't like, and I've said this 100 times, what I don't like about EO is how she gets on the top rope, and she stops. And pauses for 10 seconds and does all her hand stuff. Mm-hmm. And I realized the character stuff in the ring when you're firing up with her pointing her head and kicking around. Because again, I do the backsplash, I do the stupid dance in the middle of the ring. Like, I get that side of it. I think sometimes there's not enough sense of urgency on her stuff. And again, it could be the language barrier. So there's certain things I don't get either. And with all of that, I think she gets the belt.
Really?
I think she beats Liv for the belt. The Judgment Day's cursed.
So upset.
The Judgment Day's cursed. Liv's cursed. Liv got cursed.
Danhausen.
And now he's got a crew of weird people with him. And he has Dan, and now he has Danhausen. Matt Cardona is Danhausen. I think the curse is real. The Judgment Day is cursed. It's funny.
I'll be so upset.
JD was on. Was it on Busted Open yesterday? And he was on one of the shows yesterday. And I was listening, and they were talking about, because he's working Danhausen at the Garden for Saturday night this weekend.
Yeah.
And they had asked him about it, and he talked about it. And he was like, you know, there is no curse. Like, it's not real, but like, it was an electrical current that shocked me. Like, it was a stupid thing. Like, he goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
But the funniest part, I thought, at the end was they said to him, they said, if you could add anyone to the Judgment Day, no restrictions, no nothing. Pick one person out of the entire world of wrestling who you would want in the Judgment Day. Who do you think he said?
He didn't say Danhausen, did he?
No.
I was going to say.
No. Yeah, no, he basically said, Danhausen, I'm going to show you what professional wrestling is all about.
I have no idea.
He chose Oba.
Really?
Yeah, and somebody was like, well, Dom doesn't really like Oba. He goes, yeah, he goes, but imagine us walking to the ring with Oba behind us. But I don't see Oba walking behind anybody.
No.
But no, he just said, like, if he could have picked anybody with no restrictions, no nothing, he would have chose Oba. Oba's a badass. He's a protector of
everything.
Right, he's the ruler.
Yes.
He's the king. Yeah, that's so I think EO gets the belt. That's my prediction there.
That will upset me highly.
Did you see
the icy?
The Vision with Otis?
Yes.
What?
What are they doing?
What do you mean, what are they doing?
With Otis and their Zally.
Sympathy. They're getting sympathy on them.
They are, but I didn't like it. I think it paints Otis more like a Eugene. He's not retarded. He's not.
Can you say retarded?
I don't know. Can we say
retarded? Listen.
He's not mentally handicapped.
He's not special.
He's not special.
But he's always been kind of ogre-ish.
Yeah, but when I think of Otis, I also think of, he's out now, hurt. Like,
Bronson Reed?
Yes. The build-wise. He could be a badass like that.
He could be, but I think that's the character. He's like a big softy, but when he gets mean, you piss him off. And they were trying to, they're trying to get sympathy on them.
Did they do the same thing with him and Liv years ago?
I don't know.
I think they did.
I don't know.
Like, he was in love with, maybe it wasn't Liv.
What I liked about it.
I think it was.
I thought it was some old school heat, because it was like old school bullying to me. Austin Theory was old school.
It was 100% bullying.
Old school bullying. Yes. Like, ha, you'll never have a girl like this.
With the name calling and everything.
And I thought, first of all, Maxine's new look, like being in all black.
Yeah.
And like her hair pulled back and like the wet hair when she came out before.
I just don't want her on my phone. Ever.
She'll get better.
I hope so.
She'll get better.
Because it sounded like she was 10 miles away from it.
Listen.
Very hard to hear.
It's all. Yeah. Well, part of it too, I think maybe, and I don't know. Part of it may be, too, of her trying to show Otis sympathy at first. Maybe she was like lowering her voice.
Trying to be softer.
Yeah, trying to be softer.
It could be.
And then,
at the end,
she was like, haha, like, you really think I was going to kiss you or I'd ever be with an ogre like you?
Yeah.
I just think that's the.
Well, how does Mazzali play in? Or Mazzala play in?
Mazzala.
Mazzala.
He's Otis's tag team partner.
But how does he play into the whole.
He's his partner. And she dissed him too for them.
I don't know.
It's the same thing when I was beating up my girlfriend. You came out, and how'd you play into that? You weren't involved.
No.
You were my partner.
But they were always involved. It would be different if she was our manager. She was their manager.
Right.
But Otis had a thing. It was just weird. I don't know.
So Zal was there as the support, the emotional support. He's the emotional support.
He's the friend at the bar.
Yeah.
When you're heartbroken.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they'll have a mini little feud. Hopefully it's mini. It doesn't last long because I don't see, you can hate to say this, I don't see those being great matches.
I think
the storyline would be, I don't think they'll put the belt. I think the belts will stay on Division for a while now because they got heat. The other side of that now is when Logan Paul's like, first of all, how long does a feud go?
Yeah.
Because there's really no one else for them to work that's a tag team, really.
But what happened to the Street Profits? How come they're not going back?
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
It could be one of those things like with us. You're here, then you were here, then you were up here, then you moved around.
Yeah.
And just maybe they come into the mix later, like saying maybe they get a title shot and they come, oh, we never had a rematch. And
right.
You know, you never know where it's going to go. But I think it's a different team to feud them. It'll up them a little bit. But I think Division holds the belts for a while. And it could turn into when Logan Paul's ready to come back, however many months that is. Does that bring Chad Gable in now to have their back? And then you got 6-man stuff. So there's a bunch of different ways it could eventually go.
Speaking of Chad Gable, did you segue yourself?
No.
I want him so bad to win the IC belt at SummerSlam.
I would love to see that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because again, you have a Lucha wrestling Chad Gable. Now we're going back into the same thing that we just had, where they had the 8-star match. The match doesn't even deserve
it. It's weird because Penta's actually has grown on me.
Me too.
A little bit. I don't know if it was a language barrier.
It's the character.
I don't know. But this new way, since he's had the belt, the new way he's.
The character coming out of his
little. Yeah. I like it a little
bit. And I think that match is going to steal the whole entire
weekend. That's
going to
be a great match. And
not just show, weekend.
I would like to have seen, though, Chad go after the U.S. title. Only because he was an Olympian.
After
the U.S. title. But speaking of the U.S. title, did you see it on SmackDown?
No.
Trick Williams.
Oh, yeah, Trick. Oh, the fuzzy.
The fuzzy.
Belt.
I love it.
I saw that too, and somebody goes, what the hell is on the belt? I was like, it's fur.
It's fur. People were bashing it, but I loved it. Here's why I liked it. They're like, well, a belt's a sacred thing. Like, you shouldn't change the belt. You shouldn't do this. It's a character belt.
Yes.
It's the same thing as when Cena came out and made it a
spinning belt.
He made it a spare belt. You know, and then you had to. Edge is rated R. He put the R on it.
And everybody had things to say about that.
Right.
As well.
I love
the fuzzy belt.
Yes.
How do we get so crooked here? I don't know. I think my legs might be moving.
Maybe that's why we seem off. The TV may be level, but I just noticed the TV's like, or the table's angled.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't move it.
Okay.
Fuck with ourselves now. but yeah, no, I love the fuzzy belt.
Yeah, I like it too.
I love the fuzzy belt. I had something else to go over, we can save it for another time.
So, okay. So,
no, go ahead.
Did you see, I guess it was on SmackDown, the 8-3 or 8/3?
So,
what are your feelings?
I was at, you know what I went through Friday?
Yeah.
So, I was at my friend's place.
Yeah.
And she just moved into a new place. So I went over there and I was helping with a couple things. And like a couple of other people came over. So I had SmackDown. I had SmackDown on.
Right.
But because there was 5 of us there,
yeah.
I didn't have really the volume on. So I didn't see it. I heard about it after the fact.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone back and watched SmackDown. So
I just saw, like you, I saw clips.
So I mean, I've heard about it.
I've heard about it too. How do you feel about it?
Doesn't bother me either way. I'm indifferent to them. I mean, I like them. I've met, you know, we've met them.
Yeah.
I like Enzo. I love Cass.
Yeah.
I feel indifferent either way. I don't really have a feeling about it.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the impact.
But Enzo's not announced yet at all, though.
No.
That's
what
part.
Is he just going to be his mouthpiece?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. Enzo hasn't been announced at all. Is he not signed yet? Or if he does come back, do they do separate things? But if you want to add excitement into the tag team division,
bam,
that's going to
do it. It's there.
That's going to do it.
How do you feel about Corbin?
He's a great worker. Again, I
always loved his work.
I didn't watch much.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I know the way he came out and what he did made an impact.
Yeah.
But I have no problem with him coming back either. Like,
it's right, one of those things. I always like this work.
A lot of guys come back and you go, oh, why them? Like, and I'll be salty and a little bitter for a minute and go, when, you know, didn't get re-signed, and the reason they gave me for not being re-signed is creative doesn't know what to do with you.
Right.
They don't know who you are. And I'm like, well, you've given me 18 different fucking gimmicks in the last 18 months, so I don't know who I am either.
Right.
And now you're bringing this person back. Why can't you bring me back?
Right.
As Mosh or, you know, whatever, bring that back. So I used to get salty when I saw that stuff, but now I'm like, I'm over it. I realized it was business. It was what it was back then. But these guys come back and I go, okay, good for them. Like, Cass was like basically dead. Like, they carried him into a hospital and, you know, everything. And he's worked his way back. And we've seen that journey.
Yes.
We've been on indie shows with him. And,
yeah.
And you know, Enzo's a great guy. Baron Corbin's a great guy. But, again, I wasn't watching back then when he had his big run.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with him and the U.S. belt.
The one
that's what he did. He came out and he cleaned
house. What I liked about it,
loved his finisher.
What I liked about it was he came out and made it wasn't just like a promo. He came out, made an impact, and immediately established him as like a top guy, or at least a top middle guy for that belt.
Yeah.
But what they have to start doing now, I think, is these middle guys, and I'll use him, I'll say Trick, Ethan Page. Those new guys, Javon Evans. Like, Javon comes in, he gets a great reaction, he has great matches, but that's it. He's not elevating. They need to start elevating more and more and more.
Yeah.
Because the main event's the same thing.
Same
thing. It's Roman, it's Seth, it's Punk, it's the same Cody.
Handful of guys.
Yeah, it's four or five guys. That's it. They need to start elevating these guys against them more.
Yeah.
Just because it's like anything else, you have to evolve, not so much evolve, but elevate, because like if Seth gets hurt again, or Roman's, when Seth gets hurt, Roman's not around,
who's up?
Who do you got?
Yeah.
So you got to start.
That's why when I was watching Monday Night Raw, I was shocked we didn't see anything from Sammy. What do you think they're waiting for?
Sammy's SmackDown.
I know, but I thought he would come out, you know, because did he lose the belt on Raw?
Yeah, but he's a SmackDown guy now because that belt's on SmackDown. The only reason he lost it on Raw was because
I still wanted to see him come out.
Was because Nick Aldis. Because Nick Aldis. Now, I didn't see if Sammy came out on SmackDown. Because, again, I didn't go back and watch it. The only reason he did it was because Adam Pearce was doing the GM thing for SmackDown. Yeah. And said, no, I'm going to have this on my show because it's going to be a great match.
Yeah.
And that whole thing. So he's a SmackDown guy right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to see him come out on any show and something.
Yeah, I don't know if he came out on SmackDown.
So, yeah, me either.
I got to look at it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, I mean, we'll see tomorrow night if he comes out on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Today is Thursday.
It is Thursday. Today's Thursday, July 16th, just so you know.
Thanks.
It's the year is 2026.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
I had something else I'm going to go over. We can save it for another time. I honestly didn't realize we babbled so much about football.
I know, right?
Which was fun. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Different stuff we can start talking about, because this wrestling stuff, everyone else talks about it, no one cares.
Yeah.
So this weekend, so starting tomorrow, we got Adrenaline Championship Wrestling.
Old stomping grounds.
And then MCW over the weekend.
I can't wait.
It'll be fun. There's going to be lots of people, old people we haven't seen in a while.
Yes.
New people we've never seen.
And people we don't want to see.
And again, you got kids having kids and their kids are having kids.
Right.
As long as someone would come up and say, hey, do you remember? No.
Right. Remember that one night?
The answer is no.
Nope.
No. No idea. So it wasn't me. I wasn't even there.
That's right. You did
that. All right. That's it. Thank you for watching, listening, whatever you're doing. Thanks for the replay. Thanks for all of it. And live fortunate and do whatever makes your heart happy. Just don't suck at it.
Fortunate.